is the new vice president of baseball operations for the Los Angeles Dodgers. You may have heard of him. His name is Alex Anthopoulos. Tikanis.
Kala. I'm here in... it's warm here. I know it's cold there. My wife told me she had to dig my car out there, so...
Oh, you had to dig... She'd have to dig the car out. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I said it was bad, so... Yeah. It was, I guess it's been there's been a whole lot of snow the last few days there, but it's been warm here and been here since Sunday, so I'll be back on Friday.
So much time are you going to spend down there, and how much time are you going to spend here, Alex?
Yeah.
In time, I'm going to spend all my time here, but for the year, we're going to ultimately move here, but we don't want to take the kids out of school, so I'm just going to commute for now. I'm going to be back in Toronto next. I mean, I'll be obviously back at the end of the week here, but probably spend next week in Toronto and then come back here again the following week. And then the next time might just be spring training down in Arizona.
Right.
For that entire time. And kind of work through April, May, June until the kids are done school, commuting back and forth, and still need to work that out. But probably have the wife and kids come out sometime July or August and need to figure out all schools and things like that. So a lot to get done and obviously still work to get done too.
So take me through the chronology of this. It's been several weeks since we talked, and we talked off the air once or twice. And you were unsure as to what you wanted to do, understandably, whether you stay in baseball, at what level, not. What made your decision for you?
Yeah, I know. You're right. It's... I know, yeah, we talked maybe about a month ago or so, and
yeah.
I was really intrigued by, you don't know what's going to happen when you're not working anymore, and you normally don't have an opportunity to talk to a bunch of different teams or get opportunities maybe outside of baseball, and some of the media opportunities came up, and you know, I know we talked a little bit, and you know, I guess I enjoyed the 2 months or 2.5 months, whatever it was. It was nice. It was, I thought I would, get up in the morning. I thought, we announced this on Thursday. I did, my last day in the office was Friday. I thought come Monday morning, I would just be dying to get back in there. And it's, and I don't know, for whatever reason, I didn't have that. And I thought maybe, okay, next week or the week after, I'll just look at the itch, just get in the car and drive down to the Dome. And I didn't have it. And I don't know what that meant. I tried to kind of evaluate it. And, but I still was staying in contact with teams and, obviously, I had a bunch of different conversations with respect to media jobs, and I never would have considered that before. I thought I would have considered it, but you know, from a quality of life standpoint, it sounded really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to educate myself a little bit more. So, push come to shove, the more I talked to teams, I didn't want to overreact to how I was feeling over 2 months or whatnot. I think staying in baseball at my age and where I'm at in my career was probably the right move, and a chance to work with some people that I respect, admire, I think I'm going to learn from. I think the world of these guys here and the fact that they wanted me to come work with them was pretty exciting. And, the other angle was from a family standpoint. My wife was all for, coming out here to move here and to live here. So that wasn't the plan when we started this. We were going to commute.
Yeah.
And it just kind of evolved. And she needed to drive it just because it wasn't going to work if I was going to have to drag her out here. So mm-hmm. She wanted to do it, and we decided to take the plunge, and hopefully it's a great experience.
So what does vice president of baseball operations mean, Alex? What are you going to do?
Yeah, and that's what I've been asked. I mean, again, I'm still learning the a lot of things here. I haven't been in a new organization in a long time, and so there's a lot that goes into that. But obviously there's a lot of really brilliant individuals here day-to-day. Andrew Friedman and Farhan Zaidi are here every day in the office. They live in L.A. I'm going to be doing the same thing. I'm going to be in the office every day with them. I'm going to live here. And pretty much, from a day-to-day, from an office standpoint, just speaking from my experience in Toronto as a GM, there's always things going on. So
sure.
I'm really going to be involved in every aspect of the baseball operations, everything. That you kind of do it as a group. Even, I've been here 2 days, and the three of us are sitting around, and Josh Burns is obviously involved as well. But, from what I understand, he's in and out. He's in the office, but he's also doing some scouting and running some of the international departments and pro departments and the amateur department. He's overseeing all of those. So he lives in San Diego, and he's in and out. But, Andrew and Farhan are the guys that are here day in and day out, and I'm going to be with them, basically going to work alongside them.
So So this isn't a scouting job or a fine talent work with the minor league system kind of thing.
No,
this is a front office LA job.
Yeah, it is, and that was appealing, and I think that made moving here made sense. Just because I know, look, when you're general manager of a team, you don't sit in your office by yourself and do everything alone. It just doesn't work that way. And and even in Toronto, I mean, we had. And there are a lot of them, basically, they're all still there. Love the people we got to work with, but not everybody lived in Toronto. And there's times you'll set up a conference call or they'll be in and out. But it's always nice when people are there day in and day out because things come up. You're brainstorming. You're around the team all the time. You're with each other all the time. You don't do these jobs alone. And, pretty much to be with those guys every day, I have a great working relationship with them. I got to know Andrew when he was GM of the Rays, and even though we didn't make any trades, we used to talk a lot about philosophy, things like that. I got to know Farhan quite a bit from the Oakland days, and we would talk a lot. And I know Josh not as well as the other two, but I still know Josh, having dealt with him when he was a general manager with Diamondbacks and general manager with San Diego as well. And we'd have conversations about scouting and the draft and things like that. So. The day-to-day dynamic, I think, is going to be outstanding. I think all those guys are really bright. I think I'm going to learn from them, which is exciting. But I also think that, I'm going to bring something as well, and it's going to be a great dynamic. And it was nice to know that they wanted me, and they wanted me a part of their group, and I'm going to be involved in all the decisions and everything from a day-to-day standpoint. So it's a great role.
Alex, how different is your perspective going into this job after the 2 months off and with how things ended in Toronto?
I guess I don't know. I guess I haven't really thought about it. I guess the biggest thing is obviously that there's, change, new organization, new place to live. I don't know that anything's changed, from a perspective standpoint. I do feel like every year you work in baseball, you learn and you get better, whether it's from your successes or the mistakes that you've made. So I do feel, and it is exciting when you get to work with people from other organizations, just different perspectives, and you have a lot of people here that have been pulled in from other organizations, so we kind of get to collaborate and share our philosophies and thoughts and things like that. But I don't know that anything's changed from a perspective standpoint. It's still baseball. Someone's got to make the decision, and that's Andrew at the end of the day. But, I mean, you don't do it alone. And we're going to be all there. We're going to work together day in and day out. You spend a lot of time together, and you get to run the organization together, and it's a lot of fun.
You going to recommend the Dodgers sign Munenori Kawasaki?
I haven't gotten that far.
No,
yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's a no, yeah.
But yeah. we'll just see how things go, and I'm just going to try to, the big thing for me is just to try to get up to speed and learn more about the organization and the players and the prospects and with everyone that works here as well. There's a lot to learn, and obviously there's everyone here can kind of give me the institutional knowledge to get started.
I've known Stan Kasten for decades, back when he was with Atlanta, then on to Washington, now in Los Angeles. What kind of a role did he play in hiring you?
Well, obviously he has to sign off on it, but I was dealing with Andrew and Farhan pretty much the entire time.
I see.
They're the ones that I spoke to and, kind of had continued dialogue with. And they're the ones I did my deal with. So now at the end of the day, they have to go to Stan and get it approved and all that kind of stuff. And I've gotten to spend a little bit of time here these last two days. And I'd met Stan a few times from time to time, but high energy, bright. Seems like the dynamic with him and the group is outstanding. It seems like it's a lot of fun to be here, and it's a great group, and I'm certainly excited. It's again, it's only been, I guess, a day and a half or almost two days now here, and it feels like I've been here for a while. It's been a great fit.
What was the one thing that made you take this job? You've conceded that you had other conversations, if not other opportunities. Was it the group? Was it LA? Was there one thing that jumped out at you and said, you know what, I'm going to take that one?
Yeah, I had to break a tie at the end. I had a lot of conversations early on and kind of narrowed things down. And at the end, I was just basically considering two different spots, LA being one and another place. And they were really both great opportunities and two organizations, front offices that I respect, two places I think I would have, you know, gotten everything I wanted in terms of get a chance to learn, which was important from a criteria standpoint. I didn't just want to work. I wanted to be in a place I was going to enjoy, but also I felt like I'm going to get better. So that was important. And push came to shove. I think just that relationship with Andrew and Farhan, that kind of carried the day. But it was tough because you're still trying to make the right decision. But again, it's not just because of the relationship, but I think they're brilliant. I respect them. I think they're good. I think we complement each other well. And also, I know Josh as well, when you look at all the experiences that he's had as a GM as well. And I know he's, you know, he's overseeing more departments, but still just being able to work with different people from different backgrounds and get exposed to different things. That was pretty exciting to me.
Last question before we let you go, we've only got about a minute left. Do you have an out if there's an offer for a general manager's job somewhere else?
Yes. And again, I didn't, you know, I got asked that today. I think it was someone in the LA media, I wasn't sure, asked if it was a pillow contract or something to that effect. And my mindset was not to jump around. And that was another big criteria. I wanted to pick a place that I felt I had a chance to be here for a long time. And,
understood.
And I thought there would be stability. So, that being said, yeah, I've got the freedom that if something comes up, that I want to pursue, I'll have the ability to do that. And that's great. I haven't thought about that. That's my mindset, is that I'm going to be here for a long time. But at the same time, look, if a general manager job came up or another job came up that's really intriguing, I've got the ability to talk, and that's great. But I did want to go to a place that I felt like I would be really happy to stay here long term, and I wouldn't just jump at any GM job if it came up. I'd be so happy here that I'd want to stay, and that's what I hope and I believe is going to happen.
We hope so. We're happy for you. We're happy that you're happy. And there are a lot of worse places to live than Southern California. We're glad you've landed, and we'll watch with great interest the progression of your career. And we'll stay in touch down the road. Thank you very much, as always, for joining us.
All right, guys, and we'll be glad to be on at any time. But thanks, as always, and we'll talk soon.
We'll talk soon.
Hey, Alex, I really enjoyed it.
You know what, Arash? All these years, I really enjoyed it.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah.
See you soon.